May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. How many of you find the Bible confusing sometimes? If you didn't raise your hand, have you ever read the Bible? The Bible is not the easiest book in the world to read, is it? So we have some sympathy when we read today about the Ethiopian in his chariot reading the words of Isaiah the prophet and having a total stranger run up to his chariot and say, "Do you understand that?" No. Really? No. Ethiopian, unless someone tells me. Well, that makes sense, right? Because the Bible is a book full of all sorts of kinds of stories. Sometimes they're hard to figure out. There's poetry, there's history, there's prophecy, there's all these different parts of it. How are we to figure out? There's a member of the Wednesday Bible study who, whenever she comes, I can count on our opening being, "Suzanne, I have a question." That, my friends, is a faithful Christian. Somebody who reads the Bible and then says, "Suzanne, I have a question." Because if we engage with the Bible, we are going to have questions. And what tends to happen if we don't go somewhere and ask those questions is we stop reading the Bible. Surveys tell us the Bible is the most commonly possessed book in the United States and the least frequently read. In fact, so many of us have been so put off by it that something like half of Americans can't identify Genesis as the first book. Indeed, a quarter of Americans aren't even sure what we're celebrating on Easter Sunday. They're probably napping through my sermon. But they also haven't read the Bible. The Bible, as it turns out, is where we find the good news of God, where we find the good news of resurrection, the promise of God's love, that wonderful promise that God is love, and when we love one another, God is with us. Where would we go to find that out if we didn't read our Bibles? But it's nonetheless true that, I don't know about you, but every time I pick up John, I read, "I am the vine, and abide in me, abide in him, he abides here, there," I lose it after like two verses. It takes some real effort for me to kind of sit there and then kind of take apart all of these busy words. And sometimes I really don't know what to make of it. And that's after 3 years spent studying the Bible with a Master of Divinity degree. So it is not surprising that we can feel like the Ethiopian in his chariot saying, "How am I supposed to understand this?" But the good news is we're not required to do it by ourselves. You are not required to go pick up a Bible off the shelf at Barnes & Noble, sit down, read it straight through, and immediately understand everything that's there. If you have heard that it is the plain and simple meaning of Scripture, there are indeed verses that have plain and simple meaning. That bit about loving God, I think that's one of them. We can probably all figure that one out on our own. But the whole Bible isn't like that, and you don't have to figure it out by yourself. You don't have to figure it out all by yourself. And you guys know that because you're here this Sunday morning. And maybe it came just because you guys are really awesome and there's going to be mimosas at coffee hour. But I bet you also came because you've read some of this Bible and you'd like someone to explain it to you. But we also bring to this story more than just academic study and the words of scholars, as useful as those are. Because you'll notice in this story that Philip does not have a Master of Divinity degree. In fact, Philip never went to seminary. He went and studied with Jesus, it's true, but the disciples were so not getting the whole picture, they so didn't understand it, that after the resurrection, Jesus
again.
Jesus had Philip had had an experience. He had had an experience of Jesus that led him to see the scriptures he'd been taught in a new way. All of a sudden, this passage in Isaiah made sense to him in a way it hadn't before the resurrection. It told him something about God that he hadn't fully understood until Jesus stood before the disciples and shared the good news that he was not dead anymore. And that's what Philip brings to this conversation with the Ethiopian in the chariot. Not a new translation of the story, not the wise words of 23 biblical theologians, but an experience of resurrection, of the resurrection of Jesus, that he now shares with the Ethiopian to help him make sense out of what he's reading. And that's something we all do for one another when we read the Bible. When we gather together and we read the Bible, every single last one of you has an experience somewhere in your life that when you read the Bible, it opens up the meaning of the text in a way that the people around you don't necessarily know. And when you share that experience, when you say, this scripture speaks to me and this is why, you help them see it in a new way too. Just like Philip and the Ethiopian in the chariot. New possibilities open up. New discoveries open up, and we go away rejoicing. There's no degree necessary to do that. And in fact, there is no degree you can get that will make you better at it. All you have to do is share your story, is read the scripture, gather together, and say, what have I experienced of God that opens this up? And then say it to one another. That's why we read the Bible in community. That's why we come and say, I have a question. Because scholarship helps, but experience is absolutely necessary, and we're not reliant on our own experience alone. Because here's the thing that I didn't want to tell you at the start of the sermon. You guys are not the Ethiopian in the chariot. You guys are Philip. You guys are Philip because you have heard the good news of Jesus Christ. You have experienced in your own lives the power of resurrection. You have known Jesus in the breaking of the bread. You guys are the disciples. You already have everything that you need to share the good news with those puzzling over that weird book. And that's our calling as Christians, is not to be intimidated into not reading the book, but to ask the questions we need to so that we can share our experiences of resurrection and together go away rejoicing. Amen.